opening sentence, comma, semicolon, full stop. Next few lines lost the editing, sentence fragmented, dot dot dot, exclamation mark. Vague, obscure reference to personal experience, quotation mark, hyphen, colon, question mark. New paragraph, accident with dissident and dissident, more lines lost, closing line, end of poem. This is a personal poem I wrote about my two brothers in a certain life that I'll never forget. The Three Stooges. Me, Brendan, and Kieran. Cheech and Chong plus one. Not best friends, brothers. Those were the days. Fishing trips in Connemara. All night PlayStation sessions. Sullen pints in Jordan. When we drank all our money, hitched to the ATM in Kilcaldin. There are still charges pending. Musical instruments which could not hold a tune, though we knew how to play each other. Wasn't always a comedy of errors. Late one September evening, Kieran and myself informed we were to be uncles. That night, Larry, Curly and Moe drank the last of the summer wine. Now it is my turn to speak. On what, till now, was as aliens themselves, my feelings for you. I used to live alone before I knew you. Now would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door, where I would serenade you, Simon and Garfunkel. In the clearing stands a boxer, and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. Because I don't know what that means, but we could find out together. When I wore a younger man's clothes, I sat cradled in a tree. Through the empty branches, I saw the moon, so bright, so beautiful. And for one quarter of half a moment, she showed me her heart, and I watched and said nothing. Like that Friday night, be the light of the fire. For the same amount of time, I saw you, just you. I would look at you without time or thought, forever. As Paul said, I just published my first book, Inheritance, with Sarah Press, John and Lisa, and I'd like to thank them for their help in that. It's 43 poems about the beauty and reality of life on a farm. So I'll do a selection of them. The calf field. The air is still. I am alive like the trees. Two swans have just landed at the end of these woods through the gap in the wall. Leads to the turlough. It is 3:30 under moonlight. Lucky calf graze with the cows on the few patches of carpet that have been laid over the exposed rocks and cracks, a little of what used to be here. In the same corner grows an enclave of trees. I am jealous of them, how tall they stand, figures of the wind. In this place, among the moss and ferns, a lot of my childhood is buried. So too are the unlucky calves. My Maloo. In mucky wellies and damp court, I observe the moving clouds, the purlock flowing water, are the same colour. The only difference is distance. The air between them stops the clouds falling down and the water falling up. The clouds will pass, the wind will change, the waters recede, and I again walk the land in runners and a t-shirt. Make a wish. In this sunny meadow, sheep bleat. Today is my birthday. The evening breeze blows out my candles. The sheep still bleat. Before I go, each guest will get some cake. Rude not to share. 5 pieces I will cut. The sun, the wind, the sheep, and me. The last piece I will keep for the moon. This next poem is called No Such Thing as a Free Meal. Through the sight of my shotgun, I spy a crow, pinching grassy from my perfectly plowed field. My aim is accurate. As he attempts to flee, I name him Cornelius for future alliteration purposes. Then strung between 2 posts, like a black towel flapping on a washing line, his squawking a more effective scarecrow until the fox decides otherwise. Next morning, it's only the wind that moves Cornelius Crow and take a picture for my Facebook photo. Shepherd, in the killing fields of my youth, the grass has been grazed skin tight. The sheep, their white, wetted fleeces marked by the ram. I watch night encroach. The trees, leafless and black against the sky heavy with rain. The open fridge lights the dark utility. I need milk. I'm going to save the world from my bedroom on the PlayStation. I'll plant listening devices in Siberian substation servers so the CIA can listen to the malicious chatter. As the milk settles, the moon ripples in my mouth. A jar of coffee later, last mission. Assassinate the militia leader. 3 a.m. The time heifers calve. Nearly morning. The breeze asleep, but not the cold. 4 a.m. A calf delivered, winched into this world by the vet as first light filters over sleeping houses. One last glimpse of the moon, cuckoo cry. Time for bed. I'll finish saving the world tomorrow. Vet on call. I said I'd like to dedicate this poem to our veterans. Vex on call. I drive into the night. Headlights progress, the streetlight orange, fading again. Drive deeper into the night, past road signs pointing. 3:10 in the yard, twin lambs delivered. One is dead. I notice the moon. She is content. Five heifers, all winter, housed in the yard, fed the freshest silage, the cleanest water, all the nuts they could eat. But they'd hang their heads by the gate, long for earth between their hoofs. hard to run giddy on concrete between confining walls. Eventually beaten with hurleys and black pipe onto the back of a truck by peppers and from hooks. Delivered by Jack. Jack is an instrument to get you to help with the car coming out. Delivered by Jack, a bull calf to a small red cow with the world satisfied. He gets up, runs in the field with the rest of the herd, all with their own identification numbers. His 188, 189, also a bull. He came from a cow that's crazy. However, time passes, you watch him grow from shivering mess to the curb you leave in the toilet after your T-bone steak. However, it's freaking hilarious to see these budding bulls strutting around, not half the size of the cow. Then one random day, these annoying little fuckers are treated to a production of Barnyard Ballet, where myself and Dad pirouette and perform the Nutcracker. Pets, zoos, and art galleries. As dusk creeps in, wind and rain fight for space, painting a poem. I gaze up at the stars, so many endless possibilities, paper trails, hypothesizing on variables handed down by butterflies. Personally, I think the stars are holes in the jam jar, so we don't suffocate. Ink stains. Cliches are all I have to express how I feel out at night, alone, in silent fields, the water's edge, the woods. Darkest shade of night, brightest shade of moonlight. Words will always only tell, never show that one moment watched in awe with thought of words and praise, giving applause. I will write forever, but never find those words. Cycles. 114, the brown Shirley cow, was sold today. She has passed her youth by daily. She'll never see the bull again. I will miss her, despite being a pure cunt, when she cash you across, kill you stone dead, like her mother, 0034N. I'm not old enough to remember her mother, a red whitehead daddy. Deja vu. This poem is called Deja Vu. Cold hydraulic hand drops her body onto the bloody floor. Pigs, sheep, and other cows thrown in a pile. Hand the driver the paperwork, plus the check, the charge to remove. Pop the bluer cheap, leather jackets are naughty, and not a penny we have made from this black cow, who in 8 years had 7 expensive stillborns. In Springfield, she would watch the lucky calf find her legs. Felt indifferent when the calf started school, where graduation is awarded in 3 different categories, medium, rare, and well done. Her first calf, all red, bar a white put on his head, killed her. A lone magpie squawks from a bare tree as I am handed my receipt. Record of transaction, if officials in the department inquire as the BNNZ0012P. Her calf looks on, deteriorating behind a closed grey gate. Snow briefly falls, while in the field the sun casts long shadows of trees and sheep. A breeze blows, the work continues. Next morning, no need for the chain that dragged his mother with the tractor to the concrete yard. A length of rope will do. Not yet a number in the system. The only record of its existence. A drag mark through the shift. This next poem is actually called Bloody Headache, and it's dedicated to all those who work in the department. They arrived, welcomed like an aborted calf, the latest from the department inquiring. At what velocity did each calf fall out? Where was Venus in relation to the third moon of Mars? How often does each animal spar? About as often as these yorks are sent out. The star sign of the bull, plus a 5-gallon drum marked sample, please fill the appendix 3C. Save time, register births online. They have included a CD-ROM to be installed on the computer. I do not have. But nobody registers birth until at least a month after. That way, if they die, you won't have to pay to get rid. Suits sitting in offices can be told too. How would they write about me? Okay, two more poems. I'm not really old enough to remember this as fully as I do, but from the memoirs of John Delaney. Ole, 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 ole. The glory days, the pride, the unity. It didn't matter who you were, man, woman, child, cow, calf, or sheep. It didn't matter. We're all part of Jackie's army. We're all off to Italy. And we'll really show them up when we win that World Cup. Cause Ireland is the greatest football team. I was 10. Just starting to notice the world. Collected the Don Milk tokens for the official Italian 90 soccer ball. Not even Alzheimer's was benagled in memory of Patty Bonner saving that penalty. We're all part of Jackie's army. We're all off to Italy. And we could have won the cup till Galati fucked it up. The adventure of this poem is called Upgrade. My new computer is the latest in terabyte hard drive technology, and with enough memory to put Rain Man to shame. It has something called an integrated dual core processor with the usual Microsoft operating EXPE2200 802.6 B/D mini PCI LAN. I'm actually afraid to turn it on. All I want to do is download porn. Not happy to the Pentagon. so I can do that for my phone. Instruction manuals the size of one piece, so the negatives appear on screen. Would you like not to not like to not get more info? Do not click here. That internet crazy. The other day I was chatting to Tiffany, all the way in America, who's really a 36-year-old virgin named Zach, living in spam, waiting in your inbox. Dearest one, my late husband was chief financier of the First Bank of Midland. I have 20 million and all I need is a fuckrightoff.com. All this wireless broadband politics will destroy the world. No apocalyptic battle, Army versus Neo. No. Someone somewhere will push the wrong button, or a 13-year-old hardcore hacker will send out a virus, and everything will be lost. Emails, accounts, economies, launch code, technology grade. So the bloody printer smudges the ink and the picture comes out all distorted. www.bang_brokenprinter.co.uk. Wi-Fi technology, more like cop-o-ology. However, my last verse can be read online at www.endofhome.com/hypercolon, every other kind of colon, dot com. Thanks.